There's plenty of dire economic news to hear these days. We've got an unemployment story coming up.
But here's something lighter. Day-to-Day contributor Peter Melman, a Hollywood comedy writer, wonders how we can even talk about hard times when the language gets so confused.
We the people see Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke on the front page of the newspapers a lot lately. While he offers a fresh way to rhyme up the word Yankee, it should be noted that we don't quite grasp anything he says or does. For instance, we get a queasy feeling, Mr. Bernanke, that you feel that the homes in which we live are all a big mistake. How could that be? We were led to believe that owning a home was the American dream. But now, in the subprime of our lives, you're saying that we'd all do well to downsize our dreams and ship them to China. Is that pretty much the size of it? Moving right along, correct us if we're wrong, Mr. Bernanke, but our economy is spiraling out of control. If so, what does that mean in layman's terms? And when it comes to economics, are there any layman's terms? And if the layman start understanding non-layman's terms, is that bad? We only ask because years ago, some of us were grasping the term GNP when, out of nowhere, they changed to GDP. You're not going to change the word inflation, are you? Which begs another question. What does inflation mean? Something about rising prices, right? And if rising prices are bad, why can't a person of power, like, say, you, just order every American business to put all their products on sale? Now, on a related matter, or maybe it's not a related matter, who knows, that $600 we're all getting, what do we do with it? Pay down our credit card debt? Buy tons of inflation-bloated junk? Invested in the stock market? And as long as we're on the subject of compulsive gambling, the stock market is all over the place, no? From what we can not entirely glean, the stock market drives the economy, and investing in the stock market drives the stock market, so we should buy stock. But one thing you may not know, Mr. Bernanke, is that when buying stock in a company, most of us have reached a point where we're happy if the company's CEO isn't indicted within a month of the purchase. Turning a profit? That's just sheer gravy. So the question is, Mr. Bernanke, can't you go to Capitol Hill and throw out some hot stock tips for us? Look, we the people are neck deep in fiscal ignorance, so we turn our lonely eyes to you. We're not asking for definitive answers to our financial trauma. We just need a little cleanly worded reassurance, a comforting piece of non-gobbledygook to give us a feeling of foreclosure. Wait, that didn't come out right. Or maybe it did. We the people don't really know.
Former Seinfeld writer Peter Melman lives in Los Angeles.